I hereby introduce to you, Mr. Michael Veazey.
So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show. I can't believe how many times I've said that now. We've got about 165 episodes out there. So by now, hopefully you're familiar with what we do. And if you're still around, it means you like it, in which case join our Facebook group, guys, amazingfba.com/FBF, as in face, B as in book. We've got nearly 800 members. So come on, be the 800th person and learn to speak English one day. Talking of English, I'm actually speaking with somebody who speaks better English than me, but is actually German, which is embarrassing for me, but typical of our European friends. They are smarter than we are, so we need to listen to them. Today, we've got Nadine Eich from Germany. She is going to be speaking to us about a lot of things, and we need to wake up to the opportunity we have on our doorstep. If you're a UK-based seller, Germany is the place to be. So without further ado, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me, Michael.
Pleasure. So usual question, but it's always important to know a bit about who we're talking to or who we're listening to. So tell us a little bit about your story and whatever your sort of Amazon story is as well.
Of course. So my name is Nadine, and I'm running a little Amazon agency for a few Amazon sellers. But how I got into this is basically I studied psychology and worked at a big international online store during my studies. And then after I finished, I was just like, okay, this can't be it. I can't be doing that for forever. So I started out as a virtual assistant. I had no idea what that was, but I'm always diving into everything that's coming up. And I wanted to be free and work wherever I wanted to, whenever I wanted to. And then suddenly I met a German Amazon seller who's become a very good companion in this journey. And he and I got along so well that he hired me. And then I decided to quit my job at the international online store because they just wanted too many things for me. And I just wanted to be a freelancer. And while working with them, I realized, oh my, there are a lot of people who have the same kind of things he wants from me, like customer service and writing, copywriting, everything like that. And then he recommended me to other Amazon sellers, and I worked with them, and I realized, okay, it's a lot. can do that on my own. This is how I just teamed up with a few VAs that I really trust and asked them if we could work together. And ever since that, I've been running this little agency since September 2016.
Fantastic. Well, I like your journey. That's a very classic sort of getting out of the corporate world is pretty early. And some of us take a few decades to get there. So you've done well. What's the name of your business before we go any further, Nadine?
Oh, yeah. My agency is called Enida. In Germany, you could say Enida. And that basically means you don't have to be there at any time. So as an Amazon seller, there's no need for you to be at your business because we're taking care of it.
I like it. So you've created your name as a joke in German. Interesting. That's going to be a bit hard to sell internationally, but it's easy to spell, folks. So E-N for November, I-D-A. So if you're looking for it online, Enida, I like it. International jokes already. Yes. I like the background. It's quite interesting that it's come about organically. So you saw a need and you fulfilled it. And I think that's always a smart way to sell anything. So tell us about Germany, right? So everybody's talking about Europe. In America, it's the big opportunity. The Americans are looking at Europe and thinking, why aren't we selling there? And you're quite right. That is a place to go. But specifically Germany, why do we need to think about Germany in Amazon terms, do you think?
Well, first of all, it's the second biggest Amazon marketplace, you know, and there's been we looked at the numbers in 2016 September, and there were 134 million visitors in a month, and in the UK there are 32 million less than that. So we're just right behind the US, and I'm not sure why that is, but in Germany it's just like, for example, yesterday I was looking for a chair for my balcony. And I was driving around for 2 hours to get this damn chair, even though I'd already picked one out on Amazon. I was just like, okay, no, you're going to buy something that's not online. You know, you have to support these people. And in the end, I drove back home and ordered it at Amazon. So this is always like that. Everybody around me is just like, okay, where can I get it? I'll just buy it on Amazon.
You know, I can so relate to that. I mean, I live in London, which has got some of the most famous shopping streets in the world, like Oxford Street. I mean, people come, ironically, from China to go to Oxford Street, whereas well, I'm sitting here ordering products from China to come to London. But for example, the thing behind me here, I've been desperately trying to find a background for a sort of photographic studio type background. Mm-hmm. And can I find it in London? Can I? Hell, I have to go on Amazon to get it, which is why I haven't got it yet, because it takes a couple of days to deliver. So I guess that's the Amazon experience generally. So what would you say then? Let's get into the meat of the matter. What are the similarities and differences, would you say, between German consumers and the US, which is where, you know, the majority of us sell most of our stuff, whether we're American or British? The big picture first, German consumers versus US consumers, and maybe a comparison with the UK consumers. Let's look at that, and then we'll home in on Amazon in a second.
Okay. First off, customers are really, really different. I've been working with an American seller for, I think, 7-8 months. And then I passed him on to one of my girls. But the majority, what I get from the gist of it, is that American sellers, American customers are very kind, and they review and they reach out if there's something wrong, and they just want to communicate with you. And you know, I'm writing really casually. I'm just like, okay, cheers, have a great day. And they just, oh my god, you're so nice, and thanks, and have a wonderful Christmas, whatever. In Germany, it's really different. It's just like, hey, this doesn't work, fix it, or it's just that it's crap. And it's so hard to get these people to realize that there's, well, first of all, they don't think anybody will ever reply. You know, German, even myself, I never expect anybody to reply. Thus, I'm writing a bad review. I don't do that anymore since I'm, you know, doing this business. But before, I was always writing a bad review because I thought this was the best shot at getting somebody to notice me and contact me. And it's just the same, you know, when you're upset with the company, you go on social media, same thing, and shout. But yeah, so in America, the people reach out privately, and in Germany, they always, you know, they're just going for the worst. And then you have the problem, you get them off that, or maybe if you find out who that is, if they post on a listing, and even if they're happy, they're just still a little bit grumpy. And it's very hard to get them to delete that feedback. So this is the entire thing that I'm trying to figure out, how the Germans are, you know, deleting feedback and getting nice feedback. But we've had really good experience with the customer service.
Okay. So I'd expect, because I mean, the truth is, and this isn't something I probably revealed on the podcast before, but I spent a gap year in Germany when I was about 19, and I spent another year studying music out there when I was about 22. So I'm quite familiar with Germans in a certain particular context anyway. But yeah, somehow I have to say that's consistent with my experiences of German. They're precise people. They're incredible engineers and amazing musicians, of course. But yeah, not so quick and easy to please as Americans. And probably I think the British approach to customers, I would say, is quite similar to Americans. They're a little bit harder to please, a little bit more European, but they're kind of halfway in between, like everything else, really. So tell me about customer service with Germans then.
Oh, man.
What would you say? You mentioned some of the problems. What are the sort of, let's zoom in on Amazon. Well, what are the specific problems, apart from obviously leaving a rude review, which is like one of the biggest ones? What are the specific kinds of problems you found, and what sort of solutions have you found, or even partial solutions?
Okay, so the biggest problem of all is that Germans, you know, you send out 100 emails and 2 answer. They don't care, ever. It's always like spam, delete. I don't care. But this is what we're trying. We're trying to write nice emails that are friendly and that people read. But the thing is, in Germany, in contrast to the UK and the US, I'm not sure about the UK here, the legal status, you're not allowed to send out email sequences from the German law. How likely that is that a German lawyer will sue you in the US, different story. But in Germany, if I am selling on Amazon, and I am not, then I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't set up an email sequence because they could sue me for that or warn me or whatever. It's really not good. So that's the first point. However, a lot of sellers do it anyway because they're like, okay, I'm the ass, I don't care. And then we're trying to write really nice emails that tell the customer, okay, you can talk to us. We're here. We're actual people. And, you know, you don't have to leave a bad review. We will fix it. So this is what we're doing. And this is what my service is doing as a setup. So we write these emails and then we implement them into the systems for the customer. And usually we use the invoice email for that because it's not really likely that people will, like a customer will be unhappy about you sending them invoice and asking for them to contact you, if, you know. But still, there's always a chance. I'm not recommending this, but I'm just going along. I'm playing along with the people who want us to do that.
All right. So an interesting sort of legal approach. I'm not recommending this, but this is what I'm doing, and this is what everyone else in the world is doing, if I understand what you're saying. All right. So just zooming in a bit on that then. I've heard about this. This is obviously in the UK. And by the way, just in case anyone's listening is wondering in response to what Nadine just said, no, it is legal. You're allowed to send out emails in the UK. I mean, if you're marketing via Amazon systems, then you're basically breaking Amazon terms of service. So you got to be clear about that. However, everyone's doing it at the moment. We'll see what happens next. Right? But in terms of the law, you're allowed to do it. But so I've heard around this workaround in Germany, though, that you send out an invoice and you're allowed to send an invoice to a customer after a sale. Is that correct? Is that something that German law permits?
Yes, but you're not allowed to send to ask for feedback because, interestingly enough, it is just like that. Okay, whatever will increase your revenue as a seller is considered spam and advertising, stuff like that. So this is what is forbidden. And asking for feedback and the feedback that will boost your product will also increase your revenue, thus it's forbidden.
Okay, so they actively forbid you from doing anything that will increase your revenue. Is that actually the principle of the law?
Yeah.
That's interesting to put it mildly. Interesting. Okay, I didn't know that. So anything you do that increases your revenue potentially is not something you're allowed to do via email, right?
Yeah, but only if the customer didn't confirm to that, obviously. So what we've been doing, to give you a little solution, I guess, is we're always advising ourselves to print something on the packaging of the product, you know, or make like a little inlay and ask for feedback, because this is really unlikely that anybody will sue you for it. And because they can just toss it out. They're not being bullied, whatever they think it is. And so this is nice. But also, don't always look out for yourself, because most of the people are just like, okay, please leave feedback. What I'm getting from this, you know? Okay, cool, I have a product. But really, this is really boring. Why should I even bother? So what I'm doing, for example, when I'm going to a conference, I lay out flyers where I want these people to take my flyer home, be like, okay, that's a good service. I can keep in mind, but it's not only a flyer. It is not only like asking for feedback. It is like a little transcript, how to delete seller feedback that is negative. So they will take it home and they will keep it because it makes sense to them to keep it. So this is always what I'm recommending. For example, if you're selling something for mothers, baby stuff, you could put in inlay that has also another purpose, like grocery shopping list on the other back, you know, like Monday, Tuesday, I don't know. So I don't like flyers or inlays that will be tossed out immediately.
That makes sense. So you're basically making sure. So two things: you're bypassing the email thing because you think email's a bit of a risky channel, and then you are adding value rather than just asking for something. And it makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. And I know there's various things, like you can have a business card which has got a recipe on the back, or various things, you know, if you're a chef, for example. So that makes sense. So that's good. So what are the opportunities, would you say, in Germany that we don't have in America and the UK? Or what particular opportunities do you think we could exploit better?
Okay, so first off, I think even though the Germans are really difficult and they complain a lot, you can still strike with kindness. You know, you can still stand out. Because if you're just a Chinese or whatever seller that will write crappy copywriting in the listings, nobody's going to buy it. And if somebody dares to buy it, then the only thing you can really do is when they reach out, be super nice, and they'll be like, wow, okay, that's amazing. I get so many emails, like my girls get so many emails saying, wow, I'm really impressed, that never happened, because it actually never happens in Germany. You always get these dear sir or madam, you know, in English now, dear sir or madam, thank you for your feedback, dot, and really cold, and we write casually. You're just like, hey, thank you so much for reaching out. I'm really glad that you took the time, and even though the weather is really not nice out there, you know, and then people actually read it and they reply. So what I'm saying is Germans are pretty bad, but they can be surprised. And Americans, it's not that, you know, uncommon in America or the UK to be very nice customer service. That. And also another good tip, for example, I bought pants from Amazon, and the German customer service, I was just like, okay, the size is bad, and they're like, nah, it's not bad, and they wrote me an entire letter about why it was wrong, and then they said, but we're gonna refund you the money anyway, you know, really, like, okay, so they actually did a really good thing. They gave me my money back, but they packaged it really badly. So what I'm recommending, you could also, these girls like me, be like, okay, they're never going to be happy. So here's the refund. And by the way, maybe these pants will fit you. And then you give, you know, a link to a competitor and put your affiliate link in there. So the girl, me, be like, oh my God, they're so helpful. They're so nice. And I wouldn't be telling you the story right now about how bad the customer service was, but how good they were. Yeah,
it makes sense. So yeah, I think that's a very interesting point. I think that it's very easy to get caught up in being right as opposed to, you know, making more money. Yeah. And I have to say, and not being biased, but my experience of Germans is that they are obsessed with two things: being right and above all the truth, which I think is why they've produced so many philosophers. If you do a roll call of philosophers, half of them are ancient Greeks and the others are Germans, but unfortunately in business that's not going to make you much money. And I think the Americans have a very, very good natural approach to that. They tend to be quite charming and very customer centric as a nation, relative to the Brits and relative to the Germans as well. So yeah, we need a bit of American style charm offensive, don't we, really? And I think that above all, if you're going to give a refund, I totally agree, be gracious about it, you know, bend over backwards, because if they're going to leave you a rude review, there's no point in antagonizing them. I have to say that I've sold not that much in Germany, but I have had the experience of somebody writing in to say there was a problem with the product, but they liked it so much they weren't going to send it back in because they like this feature and this feature, and then giving a rude review anyway because I said, would you like a refund, and they said, no, I'm happy to keep the product. But it's hard to do. What do you do in that situation? I just thought that's insanely funny. You know, we just had to take the hit and move on.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes you just gotta move on, especially when these people, they, you know, you can't really talk to them. But there are a lot of people, customers I have been in contact with who were very upset and really angry because they never thought anybody would reply. And I always say, you know, if somebody's really rude to you, be twice as nice. And then suddenly they're just like, oh, this is really bad. If I reply in a rude manner now, this is really not good. And then suddenly they calm down. But I think you guys in the US and UK, you really do have the advantage that you don't have to learn customer service because you already know from, you know, experience that it is easier to be nice to customers and give the refund or replacement. And in Germany, the usual German customer service is, as you said, I'm right, and therefore nothing's gonna happen. And this is what we are used to. This is what I am used to, yeah, as well.
Okay, so yeah, I like your thoughts. It's a very, very good response. Very difficult to do if you're not in a good mood, but actually if somebody's rude, be twice as nice. That sounds like an excellent rule of thumb. So thank you very much for that. Very, very good principle.
Yeah, no worries. I try to teach that to my girls, and it happened to me recently, and it's so hard to do. It's really hard. Don't take it personally. Yeah.
Hi, this is Michael Veazey from Amazing FBA. I've got a quick one for you. If you're super stoked and awesomely excited to sell on Amazon, that's great. But if you're American, I'm afraid you need to stop listening, because this one is for the Brits only. I'm not being biased, but this is because I'm talking about something which is based in London. So you're going to need to be in Britain or near Britain to take advantage of it. The basic problem we have as internet entrepreneurs is we are lonely and isolated because we're tapping, sadly, at our tablets on our own. We're cooped up with our computers and we're going insane with the internet. We need to connect to other people. It's only a human thing, right? And relationships are the basis of all good business. So if you are in that situation, keep listening, because we have a solution called the Amazing FBA London Mastermind. But I'm going to specifically talk to you if you're in that situation, but you are yet to launch on Amazon. So you want to launch on Amazon, you haven't got there yet. This is exactly for you. It's called the Zero to Hero Pre-Launch Mastermind. And our aim is very simple: to get you from research or importing, or even if you've got products on the way to Amazon, to launch with your first product live on Amazon. That's our goal. That's our focus. How do we achieve that? Very simple. We have a face-to-face meeting of up to 15 people, no more than that. So it's very, very focused. And you get 30 minutes minimum to talk about your business and focus on the single issue that's blocking you that month to move you forward. The other way we keep you accountable is that we have a video accountability call once a month as well, which it goes in between the physical meetups so that we keep that momentum going, because momentum's everything, guys. As you know, on your own, you just lose the dream and you fall into slowness, and then the business just dies from neglect. So we do the opposite. We keep it moving. We keep each other motivated. We inspire, and we tell the truth about what doesn't work so other people can learn from it. We also have a couple of other things. I give an exclusive newsletter available only to members of the Mastermind, where I share the latest tips, techniques, and tricks, and bigger strategies that I'm trying on my Amazon businesses, and tell you what works and frankly what doesn't work as well, so you can learn from my mistakes. And of course, there's an exclusive Facebook group to share all this good stuff with each other in between the meetings and the accountability calls. So there's a ton on offer here. It's obviously going to be very limited because it's maximum 15 people anyway, but for the first 5 people who come on board, there will be a special deal and a very special price for life. But that's obviously only for the first 5 people who come on board. So if you want to check it out, just go to amazingfba.com/London Mastermind, and you can find out there more about it. You can apply there as well if you want to. And if you move fast, you might even be one of the lucky first 5 people to take advantage of it as well. So that's amazingfba.com/London Mastermind. I'm going to put this video out to everyone on my podcast and everyone in the Facebook group, of which we've got nearly 900 members now, and on the YouTube channel. So I imagine that this will fill quite quickly. So if you're serious about it, get yourself over to amazingfba.com/London Mastermind, and you can find. Thanks for listening.